A man once came to Prophet Isa alayhi salam and said, I wish to stay in your company so that I can gain knowledge of Sharia. He alayhi salam gave him permission. During a journey, they reached a canal where he alayhi salam said, let's eat. He alayhi salam had 3 pieces of bread. After both of them had eaten 1 piece of bread each, Prophet Isa alayhi salam went to drink water from the canal. In the meantime, the man hid the 3rd piece of bread. Having returned, he alayhi salam asked, where is the 3rd piece of the bread? The man told a lie. I don't know. He alayhi salam did not say anything. After a while, Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, let's go ahead. On the way, they saw a deer with its 2 fawns. He alayhi salam called one of the fawns that came to him. He alayhi salam then slaughtered and roasted it, and both of them ate it together. After they finished eating, he alayhi salam collected the bones of the fawn and said, Qum bi iznillah, rise from the dead by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. In no time, the dead fawn stood up and returned to its mother running. Thereafter, he alayhi salam said to the man, I make you swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has empowered me to show this miracle. Tell the truth, where is the 3rd piece of bread? The man again replied, I do not know. He alayhi salam said, let's move ahead. As they walked further, they reached a river, where he alayhi salam held the man's hand and continued to walk on the river water until they crossed the river and reached the other side. Thereafter, he alayhi salam said to the man, I make you swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has empowered me to show this miracle. Tell the truth, where is the 3rd piece of bread? The man again replied, I do not know. He alayhi salam said, let's go ahead. As they walked further, they reached a desert, where Prophet Isa alayhi salam piled up some sand and addressed it, O pile of sand, turn into gold by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. It immediately turned into gold, which he alayhi salam divided into 3 parts and said, one part is mine, the other is yours, and the 3rd is for the one who has taken the 3rd piece of the bread. Upon hearing this, the man immediately said, O Prophet of Allah, it was me who had taken the 3rd piece of bread. Hearing this, he alayhi salam said, take all this gold. And then Prophet Isa alayhi salam left the man behind. Wrapping the gold into shawl, the man moved ahead. On the way, he came across 2 other men. When the 2 men noticed that the man had gold, they intended to kill him, but he managed to prevent them from doing so by suggesting that the gold be divided into 3 parts, which can be distributed amongst them equally. This seemed to satisfy the other 2 men. He then said, one of us should go to a nearby city and buy some food so we can enjoy the food and afterwards distribute the gold. Therefore, one of them went to buy some food. He was overpowered by his greed and he poisoned the food so that the other 2 men would die and he would take all the gold. On the other hand, the other 2 had already planned to kill him as soon as he would return, so that they would divide the gold between them equally. When he returned with food, they both murdered him. After this, they happily ate the food, which had already been poisoned. As a result, the two men also died, and the gold remained there. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam returned along with his companions and came across the dead bodies, he alayhi salam pointed to the gold and the bodies of three men and said, "See, this is the reality of the world. It is obligatory for you to stay away from it." His fine brothers, from this story, we learn the consequences of lying. This person lied three times, and in result, the person ended up dying without having any gold. From this story, we also learn that the prophets of Allah, they perform miracles. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam performed a miracle of bringing dead back to life by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. He also walked on the river and crossed the river walking on the water by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alayhi salam also turned the sand into gold. So the blessed Anbiya alayhi salam do perform miracles. And from this, we also learn that we should never love the dunya, never love the wealth. It has been narrated, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has said, "By Allah, whoever respects wealth is disgraced by Allah Azza wa Jal." It has also been said that when the first dinar and dirham, the gold and silver coins, were made, Satan picked them up, put them on his forehead and kissed them. He then said, "Whoever loves these is my slave." So whoever loves money is actually the slave of Shaitan. So we should never have the love of wealth, because a Muslim is not here for the dunya. We are born here for a purpose, and our purpose is to stay in the world, face the challenges, and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and die with Iman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand the purpose of the life, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the love of the dunya. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.